it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
All right, what are the manly things women love?
His quest for glory. The power in his hands.
When he's domineering and tells her what to do.
Yes, when he orders for her and says, don't eat all of that, it'll make you fat.
Giving it all, giving it his all as he fights to the top.
When he says she looks fat in those pants.
I really like when men explain things to me in thorough detail, as if I've never known them before.
One of the best ways to do that is through a list with Kelly, which is what we're doing right now.
I really can't wait for this list.
Kelly, do you know why you like that?
Why do I like that?
Because you like to be domineered because, you know, genetically women are inferior.
Yeah, that's true.
So who's written this?
I like it.
Man,
tell
list.
Me what else.
Where's this coming from?
Men?
It's got to be a man. Men invent things.
Only men invent things. Only good things, at least.
I really can't think of a woman inventor at the moment. Oh, wait. Betsy Ross invented sewing.
And Betty Crocker invented cooking.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't know it. She just wrote it down. It was actually her husband, Albert Crocker, that did most of the baking and the recipes.
Because it just didn't sound as fun.
I thought it was Chris Crocker.
Behind every woman who pretends to invent something, the man who actually did it.
Yeah. That's one of the things they say. Behind every known woman is a man who did it better for her.
And what's great is every time a woman says something, when a man repeats it, it's always funnier.
Like every time a woman says something, whenever a man repeats it, it's always funnier. Right, guys?
Yeah.
Right, guys?
That's great.
That's a good one, Steve. I was thinking it, but I wanted to be the one to say it third.
Oh, man. I knew when I said it, it wasn't going to be funny.
Yeah, it just didn't hit right.
It hits different when a guy says it.
Yeah. Well, here are the things they say you need to be able to... check the boxes on if you want to be manly and attractive to your gal.
Check the box so you can get in the box.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Number one, stubble. Check.
That's easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you can't do that one. I mean,
it's true.
Yeah. If your stubble can't sandpaper my vagina, I'm not into it.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah. You want to enter into those things with a good 120 grit.
Right, Rachel.
Yeah, if your stubble can't exfoliate my face for me, then get out of here, you know.
Number two, this is apparently something that women like from manly men. Stubbornness.
Oh,
get away from me.
Okay, we got the two S's, stubble and
right
stubborn.
Now?
I've never once heard someone say, man, I love how you're stubborn.
I mean, maybe on certain things in small quantities or something.
Like if I'm being stubborn about, I can do this, like something dumb in the kitchen or whatever, and Kayla sees it, she might go, you're adorable. But it's really just a way of making fun of me to my face.
See, that's a good way to do it, though. That turns, what Kayla's doing is actually what I like. Yeah. I think if you're stubborn and you can be picked on for it, I think that's funny.
Yeah. Like if you're failing at something simple, like, no, I'm going to get this right.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Like maybe if it's not in an argument sense, maybe it's like, oh, he obviously cannot do this, but he's a go-getter.
I think you could take maybe out of that, Joe.
He's got guts to go for it.
No one has ever thought, you know what I love about my partner? When they're wrong and won't admit it.
Right.
I love that kind of stubborn.
It's cute when he doesn't know when to quit.
Number three, hairy chests.
Yeah.
I think I'm out on that one.
Well, you need to drink pickle juice.
Yeah.
That's what Chris Krawczyk told me puts hair on balls and chest.
Is that right?
In some small grade. I don't remember when, but I remember taking the, I don't know.
Small. What grade are you? Small.
Small.
It's not a big one.
Next year I'm going to be in medium grade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hairy chest, is that?
Oh, you know I love a hairy man.
I mean, you better.
Yeah.
You're dating a bath rug with a mouth.
I felt so bad for him.
He has a mouth. I haven't seen it.
One time he told me that nobody's ever really been tender to his nipples because they're hairy.
Are you sure that's something that he wants you to talk about?
Because they're hairy?
So he's got a hairy chest.
His poor little nipples were always ignored because of the hair?
Yeah, I'll eat chest pubes. I don't care. And I did.
What do you mean they've never been tender to
them? I don't think people could see them, so they didn't care. Or think about how they maybe wanted to be tenderized.
Oh, they were ignored.
So I was tender to those nipples.
If you have nipples, I bet they're stupid. Moving on.
I mean, usually even with some hair, you can still see them. They're there. I mean,
he's pretty hairy.
Yeah, his are a little more hairy.
Yeah, I had to find them. And so I was like,
yeah, mine are still very noticeable, even with hair.
Kelly, it's like just looking for a little pebble in grass. You know?
I'm just imagining you taking one of those like combs and like parting his chest hair.
Oh, see,
and they're a little curly too. Yeah,
yeah, a whole different meaning to free the nipple.
Yeah, exactly. So I freed it.
I picture her spreading his hair lips so she can lick his chest bean.
God, I'm going to call him Chest Beans from now on.
Yeah, I would. I would. I definitely would.
The little man in the bush.
his cute little chest
Give
beans.
Give me that little bean.
Give me that little bean. I've got a lot more of these. Do you want to keep learning what women are supposed to like and what men are supposed to do?
Yes, yeah. Because so far I feel like I'm acing this.
We're going to address your pants, your underwear.
Okay.
I assume that's just they like a man with none on.
Or not with exactly. Clean. They like it clean?
Yeah. There's a lot more here.
Tight.
And they're pretty dated. None of them are recommending chest beans to hair spreads or whatever that was.
What? Where is this from and what year?
It's from now. Here and now, Joe.
From Cosmo Men?
From the frisky.net.
Oh, that's a chick website.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
This is written by a chick.
Those
she
are
knows.
Women that know what women want.
This is like getting the other team's field manual, Joe. We stole their playbook.
Oh, man.
Nice.
Again, we learned that women apparently like stubbornness.
Stubble.
Stubble. Hairy chest.
Yeah. Stubbed toes.
Stupidity.
I just realized we only made it through three. Yeah. Women, you apparently also enjoy it when you're manly man. Doesn't know the difference between a dress and a skirt.
Oh, loser.
Wait.
A skirt has a shirt attached to it. No, yeah. I mean, a dress does. A skirt is just open.
It's pants, but with one leg.
Yeah, it's open-legged pants.
This is the hottest conversation I've ever heard in my life.
A dress has a shirt attached to it is
great.
Oh,
they have no idea what clothing means. That's hot.
I just know that those are both better for fingers than pants or skorts.
Yeah, you know, I've always struggled with culottes, and so I like the skirt dresses.
Do you think there are a lot of men that can't tell the difference between skirt and dress?
That don't know the difference?
I don't think there are.
How would you not know the difference between a skirt and a dress?
You've never slipped your hand up there, maybe. You just don't know.
I mean, the bottom half would be the same.
Exactly.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
The next thing women love on manly men is muscled calves. You know, as opposed to your leg just withering to the ankle.
Well, of course.
You know, you mean you like to see someone who can do a toe rise and not tip over?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I would think it would be fairly unappealing. I mean, you get some of those, like, storks in the NBA that you go, how do they keep moving? They have no calf muscles.
Yeah.
But they're also all weird. NBA.
But there's a secret about guys with skinny legs, and us girls know it, don't we? Tall, skinny legs. There's a secret to that. We're not telling y'all. All the ladies listening know exactly what I'm talking about.
You have to tell us. Nope. It's the law.
Skinny guys have big mm-mms.
Is that true?
Woo-hoo! They might.
Tall, skinny guys. Yeah. Little bird legs. They got big mm-mm.
It just looks bigger because the legs are smaller.
It's a mirage.
It looks thicker.
Oh, my God. Had a man never explained that to me, I would have never known.
Yeah. That's why. Yeah.
That's only said by short, stocky guys.
That's why.
Again, thanks, Joe.
If you need a thick one, you find those guys with those loud crutches like RJ from Breaking Bad.
Oh, yeah. He wasn't sick. He was just having trouble carrying the weight.
So, wait, guys on crutches are girthy?
Well, you know, ones who have no muscles in their legs. You said it. I don't know.
No, I said skinny guys. That's the secret. I can't believe I told y'all our secret. We know. That's how we know.
Do you think there's a skinny guy right now going, man, I got gypped. This did not work out well for me.
Probably somewhere.
All right, other things that manly men need to have. Cute butts. Check.
Yeah.
BVD underwear. What?
BVD?
BVD?
Like that?
I think that was like an old brand.
Yeah. I was going to say, I think I had that brand when I was like 7.
You bet your BVDs.
Black velvet. What's the D?
I think it's tighty whities, isn't it?
That's what they were then. Well, that's what they all were then.
I've only got Joe Boxers.
A lot of women saying Kelly speaks the truth.
Told you.
Yeah. Let's see. Bourbon. a manly man. Women enjoy his unwavering allegiance to bar soap.
I don't love bar soap because of the way it makes your tub look. I don't like all the leftover crust.
Yeah, yeah.
It makes me feel weird.
Yeah, I'm a liquid soap man.
Yeah, I don't like
it. It's so much quicker. And then if somebody's over and they borrow my soap, so to speak, I don't care because it's in a bottle versus like bar soap. And then when it's yours and somebody leaves a hair on it. I know it doesn't really matter, but it does.
You could at least wash your pubes off of my bar soap before you put it back on that nasty little
dish. Yeah, you've got to pay
on.
Attention to what you're leaving behind.
You
I agree.
Could like, do that. Or make it exciting for the next person to use it.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the lady could just imagine it's his chest hair.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then it'd be fine.
And you guys love it.
This list is...
Ride that bar of soap in the shower.
It was from last week, but somehow it says, so women love a manly man who still wears buttonfly jeans.
What is a buttonfly jean?
I think we're seeing the problem with this list.
Yeah, those were, I mean, like the 501 buttonflies were a pretty big deal in like 1989.
Instead of a zipper, there were buttons, five buttons.
I liked buttonflies.
Me too, until I had to go to the bathroom and couldn't get my pants off.
I mean, it doesn't.
That difficult? I mean, were you in that much of a hurry?
Yeah, I mean, it didn't take that long. Well, yeah, look at how fast he pees.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? That guy's got no time to waste.
Yeah, once the train's in the tunnel for that urethra, man, it's got to come out. Got to see the daylight.
The only time I care about what jeans you're wearing is if I'm trying to take them off and you got a tricky belt on or five buttons. So, yeah, I don't think I'd care for that.
Yeah. Yeah. In the dark, I know what I'm getting when there's a zipper there, but something else is fumble me up.
You got five of these? Are you kidding me? That'd be like if I had five bra straps.
Gosh. Yeah. I just wouldn't even care.
I think bra straps are fun. That'd be a great game.
Wow. How many are there?
And the secret to buttonflies, you just take the corner and you go.
Yeah. They pop off.
You tear. Rip.
So, yeah. That's fun, too.
The women want manly men with thick eyebrows. And the
Soupy's different.
Next.
The super sexy V at his pelvis.
Well, of course.
Yeah. Would you settle for a U? Yeah, U. Can we get a U?
It's close enough, right?
Yeah.
The innate ability to start a fire.
Oh, can do.
That he doesn't even know what moisturizer is, let alone use one.
Yeah, like my men.
Totally ashy.
Dry with flaky skin. Again, check. In fact, just last week, Kelly was actually perplexed, and I think you were upset with me to find out that I never put moisturizer on my body.
I can't believe you don't put lotion on.
Only in the winter, if I get a little itchy, then, or if my hands get super cracked.
Scaly old people.
What did you call it when you put on so much lotion? Then you get into bed. You had a name for it.
Oh, like, it's when you're slugging.
Slugging, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I don't like that.
I've been doing a little slugging myself lately.
I know. Your skin looks great.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Joe. Y'all should be slugging in bed.
I bought it.
Yeah, I don't like to get into bed when it's still, like, moist on my skin.
Mm. Costco has two tubs of Brazilian butt butter right now. Get it while it's hot.
And that is a butt butter face right there.
You don't know? Yeah, absolutely.
It is a butter face.
That is a butt face.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.